Hi.
Hi.
So maybe before we start, we could just pray quickly.
我们开始之前有个简短的祷告。
Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for this opportunity to share what you've done in my life.
主耶稣，感谢你们，感谢你有机会来分享你在我们生命中所做的工作。
Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would speak through me and that you would say what you want your people to hear.
主，愿你的灵可以通过我来向众弟兄姐妹来说你想说的话。
And please help me not to be nervous or cry the whole time.
主，愿你的话能够滋养我们。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. So, Brother Eric asked me to share my testimony.
吴弟兄问我来分享我自己的一点见证。
And it's not really the testimony of how I got saved because that part is like 30 seconds.
我得救的见证就很短，因为30秒就可以搞定了。
So a lot of you might not know this, but the reason that I attend this kind of fellowship is not because I married Joe.
我想说一点，我来这样的聚会的聚会来聚会，不是因为我嫁给了那个 Joe。
And it's not because Godwin's son is my father-in-law.
也不是因为孙果多弟兄是我的岳父。公公。
Yeah, 公公。
公公。
So, my testimony is found in 1 Corinthians 15:57.
我的分享是要在哥林多前书第十五章第五十七节。
It's really short. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书第十五章第五十七节，感谢神使我们记着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
And this is a song called Victory in Jesus, and it's number 662 in the hymnal.
我们诗歌本里62首是在基督里边有得胜。
It goes like, I'll just read it to you. You don't have to translate it. Or you could follow along if you have the hymnal and you want to.
我们可以试试来读一下，如果有诗歌本的话。
I heard an old story how a savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. Do you want to translate it?
Yeah.
Oh, 662. Oh, I think. Is that right? Victory in Jesus. Yeah, that's one.
662首，靠主耶稣必得胜，他永是我救主。他寻我，他买我，他血使我得赎。
I heard about his groaning of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory.
然后
I don't think all the verses are in this hymnal. Anyway, I'll read it to you. So the chorus goes, O victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood.He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
大概意思就是主耶稣在主里边，他洗净我们的罪，在主里面有得胜。
So one of the words in that song it says, "He loved me ere I knew him."
那里边有一段话就是，在我认识他之前，他就爱上我。
So I thought I would start there.
我就从这边来开始。
When I was a little kid, I used to actually live. I was born in Watsonville.
我还是个小孩子的时候，我是住在 Mountainville.
Watsonville.
Watsonville.
And we moved when I was 2 years old, I think.
然后我记着，大概我两岁的时候，我就搬走了。
We moved to West Virginia.
然后我们搬到西维吉尼亚州去了。
And on the way, my parents were driving a truck, and they had hitched a camper trailer to the back of the truck.
然后我们是开着一个卡车，然后后面拖着一个货柜，我们一路开过去的。
And the camper became unhitched from the trailer. My parents didn't know and kept driving.
然后那个货柜就是就脱节，然后父母也不知道，然后一直往前开。
So the kids were in the trailer, and we.
我们孩子都是在后边这个脱节的货柜里面。
But I thank the Lord that before I ever knew Him, He knew me.
但感谢主，在我认识他之前，他已经知道我。
And He safely guided the trailer to the side of the road.
他就很安全的把这个脱节的货柜，引到路边上。
And gave my parents a little nudge.To look back and see that it wasn't there anymore.
然后给我父母一点点一点点的提醒，让他们知道这个有点不对了。
And so they came back and got me.
然后他们就回来找到我们。
And we were all safe. And so I feel like that was the first time where the Lord really miraculously demonstrated His love for me, even though I didn't really know Him at all. I was 2 years old.
所以这是第一次，在我认识主之前，他就。彰显他像是他是如此爱我，虽然那是那时我才两岁。
So then we started going to this little country chapel called Hopewell Chapel in this little town called Genoa, West Virginia.
然后我们就去了在西维吉利亚一个叫 Hopewell 的一个地方，我们在一个小的聚会那边来聚会。
And it was supposed to be a Methodist church, but actually it wasn't really.
名义上是个浸信会，其实上 也不是。美美会，其实上也不是。
So this was kind of toward the end of the Jesus movement. Sorry.
这个就是到了耶稣运动的后期的时候。
So I felt like I really benefited from that because I feel like this is just my interpretation and I don't know anything, so you can feel free to not listen to me. But I felt like.The Holy Spirit was really powerful during the 70s, but some of us who were little kids kind of caught the tail end of that really powerful time of the Holy Spirit, and so our pastor was really full of the Holy Spirit when he would preach.
这个时候，这是我一点的见证，可能我跟我们现在讲的不太一样，所以就是听一听，就是那个时候七十年代末，那个我们那七十年代的时候，美国圣灵的这个工作很大，力量很大。然后我们就在七十年代末期的时候，所以那个时候我们的牧师讲道的时候都是很有圣灵的这个力量在那里。
So I remember one time they brought this guy in. So I was probably like 4 or 5 years old, and they brought this preacher in to talk about the fact that Jesus was going to return soon.
然后就是有一次。来了一位讲道的，他就讲到主耶稣会很快的回来。
And they had at that time, I don't know if you've heard of this term, but the fire and brimstone messages.
我不知道记不记得那时候有火和岩石的一个信息。
Basically, like you better be good or else you go to hell.
意思就是说你不老老实实的表现的话，你去下地狱去了。
So that was really effective as a 4-year-old. I really didn't want to go to hell.
就那个时候我才四岁，我不想下地狱。
So they asked if you would like to receive Jesus.
然后他们就问你要不要来接受耶稣啊。
They had an altar call, and I gave my life to the Lord.
然后那个时候他们在讲台上有一个呼召，然后那个时候我就把我的一生来给主了。
And then in kindergarten, we memorized John 3:16.
然后在小学的时候，我们背下来《约翰福音》3:16。
And that's when I really felt like the Lord started working in my life.
那时候我真是感觉到主在我身上开始工作。
So that's why I feel like that can't be my whole testimony, or you guys will have an hour to kill.
所以我不能说只分享我得救的见证，因为我要一个小时的分享的时间。
So then, We moved back to, well, we didn't move to Watsonville, we moved back to near Watsonville in this little town called Aromas.
然后我们从那边搬回来的时候，搬回到 Watsonville 附近的一个地方。
And we went to an Assembly of God church.
然后我们是来到神召会那里。
And they really believe that if you...Receive the Holy Spirit. The very first sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit is that you speak in tongues.
他们所信的就是说，如果你真有圣灵的话，那有圣灵的一个第一个证据就是你可以用来讲方言。
And they have this little program for little girls, called missionettes.
然后那个时候他们给孩子们有这么一个活动，叫做做一个宣教士这样一个所谓一个活动。
And it's like you, it's kind of similar to Girl Scouts or Brownies or something like that, except it's all Christian stuff.
就像是这个女孩子当那个童子军一样的东西，但是只是给女孩子来参加的。
So you memorize like all the books of the Bible, a lot of scriptures. You memorize the Assembly of God's statement of faith.
然后你就是要记住很多经文，然后记住这个神召会一些的教条。
And you also learn how to do stuff like sew, cook, and bake, so you can be a good housewife.
然后也学到一些怎么蒸、怎么煮、怎么做饭一些，说你要做一个好的妻子将来。
And every summer, we would come here to this exact camp.
那时候每个夏天，我们就来到这个我们现在这个地方来有特会。
And every year they, you know, because they really, you know, they looked at those scriptures where when the, you know, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, all the apostles were filled and they all started speaking in tongues.
我们就讲到五旬节圣灵来降到那些120人身上，他们就开始讲方言了。
And then when Peter went to talk to Cornelius and they received the Holy Spirit, they all started speaking in tongues too.
彼得把福音传给哥林牛的时候，他们也开始讲方言。
So they told us that was the proof that you're filled with the Holy Spirit, and so you should ask the Lord for that gift, and not just that gift, but all the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
所以他们就跟我们讲，如果你有这个有圣灵的话，你应该向神来求这个讲方言的恩赐，不仅是有这个恩赐，是一切所有的圣灵的恩赐。
So I'm pretty sure, like right here one year and one right there one year, I came up to the altar and begged God to give me the gifts of speaking in tongues.
我就记着一年我是从这边上来，另外一年我从这边上来，就是来到讲台前边。上神来求给我有这样一个恩赐。
And I also ask for all the other gifts of the Holy Spirit as well. Please, and thank you.
然后我也求其他一切其他的圣灵的恩赐，谢谢主。
But I didn't get any of them.
但是我什么都没有得到。
But I did really, I remember praying right here with this lady, she was like a mentor to me, and just really feeling the Holy Spirit moving in me and my little friends, and we all sat here and we prayed and we cried and we laughed, and I really felt like I knew the Lord.
但是有一次，我们那帮小孩子就在这里，然后一个老师，一个老师，一个姊妹在那边，来带我们。那个我们真是觉得有神的同在在那里，我们又哭又笑，真是觉得神的同在在那里。
So that program went all the way, we started in kindergarten and then went all the way up until like my sophomore year of high school, I think, something like that.
然后这个节目一直从小学一直到我高中的第三年的时候。
And one of the things that happened that really demonstrated to me the power of the Lord and that, you know, you could have the Holy Spirit but maybe you didn't speak in tongues was... I was born with these defective kidneys.
有一点是可以显到神的工作在我身上，虽然我不能讲方言，是因为在我的肾里面有点问题。
When I was in about, I think it was fifth grade, I was supposed to have surgery to correct them.
我记得在五年级的时候，我要做一个手术来。校正这个问题。
And my brother also came to a camp here for something else, and the speaker was this guy who he had that gift of the Spirit where he would give you a word of knowledge.
那一次我的兄弟他也来这边的聚会，然后那一次的讲员他是有特别一个恩赐，就是把智慧的话来讲出来。
So he came up to my brother. My brother was sitting in the aisle there somewhere, and I wasn't there. He told me about it later. The guy comes up to him, and he lays his hands on my brother and says, Your little sister has had this kidney problem she's been struggling with her whole life. She's supposed to have kidney surgery, but the Lord is going to heal her and she won't have to have it.
然后他就那次我没去，但是我兄弟他后来跟我讲，他坐在走廊那里，然后这个讲员他就走过去，把他的手放在他肩膀上，跟他讲说，你有一个妹妹，她肾有些问题，但是我跟你讲，这个肾不会有问题，她一生会有这个问题，但是从现在以后她不会有这个问题了。
So I went in for this surgery, and you were supposed to fast before you went, and I didn't know all that stuff about my brother. I think.He might have actually been away at the camp while all this was happening to me.
然后那个时候我要做手，不，那个时候反正我的兄弟他是不在我这边，他是在外边。
But so you were supposed to fast the day of the surgery, but I was like a whiny little kid and convinced my mom that it would be completely fine if I ate some toast for breakfast because I was hungry.
我做手术前一天我应该什么都不吃，但是我。作为一个很调皮的孩子，我就跟我妈妈讲说，我吃这个吐司没有问题。早上
，So I get to the thing and they're like, okay, now you didn't eat anything for breakfast, right? And I was like, just a little toast. I'm sure it's fine.
然后那当医生问我你什么都没吃对不对？然后我说我就吃一点吐司，应该没问题吧。
But it wasn't fine, and they couldn't do the surgery.
但是医生说不行，然后手术也没做成。
So for some reason, the doctor decided they should just do one more, I think it was an x-ray or ultrasound or CAT scan or something before they did the surgery. And so he did one more, and it came back that everything was totally healed.
然后他医生就是觉得应该再做一次检查，那这次检查出来结果就是什么都没有问题了。
So I didn't have to have the surgery, and that really strengthened my faith and my brother's faith too, I think.
所以我就不用做手术，那这件事也增强了我还有我兄弟的信心。
So, over time, a lot of the kids who went to this Assemblies of God church kind of gave up because they felt like if I'm not speaking in tongues, then maybe I'm not really a Christian.
后来渐渐的我们也就不去这个神召会，因为好像我们如果不说方言的话，就不是基督徒。
And I also kind of stopped praying for it because I just felt like, well.Maybe that's not my gift or whatever. And I think my brother is 8 years older than me, and so he was already out of high school. He stopped going to the church that we went to.
然后那时候我渐渐也不再祷告，因为我觉得好像也不是我的恩赐。然后那个时候我的哥哥他比我大八岁，他也不再去聚会了。
So I one day they had a gospel meeting for teenagers on a Saturday night.
有一个星期六的晚上，给这些十几岁的孩子们有一个传福音的聚会。
I don't know how it is because now I'm old, but at that time, going to church on Saturday night was not high on the list of the priority of a high schooler.
反正那个年代，星期六晚上去聚会不是一个十几岁孩子们想做的事情。
So I really did not want to go, but I really felt the Holy Spirit saying, like, you need to go to this gospel meeting.
我就不想去，但是我觉得圣灵在我里边有催促，你要去这个聚会。
So I think my mom took me to the, I think I asked her and to take me, and I kept saying to God, I was like, I've already received Jesus, I've already asked him in my heart.Since that time when I was 5, probably 50 times, I don't want to go to another gospel meeting.
然后我就叫我妈带我去，但是我就是说我已经从我五岁的时候我已经接受了，大概以后也很多次我也表示我要接受，所以我还是不愿意去。
But I went, and then they had an altar call at the end where they asked you to come up and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
然后那一次又是一次在讲台上一个呼召，你愿意接受主耶稣基督做你的救主，你就走上来。
But I really did not want to do it.
然后我真是不，那次我真是不想走上来。
And I really felt the Holy Spirit nudging me to just go up and get on your knees and pray the prayer.
但是圣灵真是在我里边催促走上去跪下来祷告。
So I did it, even though I really did not want to do it.
所以我还是上去了，虽然我是不愿意上去的。
And I came up and I kneeled down and I started to pray, you know, Lord, forgive me of my sins.
所以我就上来然后跪下然后向神祷告求你来赦免我的罪
But the words that came out were not my own words
但是出来的话不是我自己的话
And I received the gift of speaking in tongues
我就有这个有方言的一个恩赐
And sometimes I feel like that faith that I had when I was a little kid was so pure and so powerful and I sat there and I begged him for those gifts and he gave it to me but it just didn't come when I thought it would
那个时候我就想到回想到小的时候我信仰是很那么单纯就是简简单单来到上面跪下来向神来求
So after that, when I was a senior in high school, I had decided I wanted to be a physical therapist when I grew up.
然后在高中最后一年，我觉得我将来要做一个物理治疗师，物理医疗师。
And they gave me this, you know, I would take home some of the things that we were supposed to teach our patients to do to kind of try it myself so I could show them how to do it right.
我就拿到一些材料就是怎么来治疗这些病人我现在是拿回家去在我自己身上试验一下然后再在病人身上来做
And I slouch all the time so the physical therapist gave me this exercise that's supposed to give me better posture
因为我一直是总是这么弯着腰的然后后来那个物理治疗师就给我让我就更好的站了一个姿势
So it was like this big giant rubber band and in one end there was like a pencilwith a sharp point tied to it. And you're supposed to take the pencil and stick it in the door and close the door so you could pull the rubber bands and strengthen your back muscles.
所以就拿一个很大的一个橡皮筋一边是 拿着一个铅笔然后放在门的那一边然后你把门关上然后你就使劲拉这个橡皮筋就让你的这个姿势 要 正确过来。
So I was, I don't know, 16 or 17 years old.And I did not hang it in the door.
那个时候我16、17岁，我就，但是我没那么做。
I was talking on the phone, and I was just messing around, and I put it around, like the post of a chair.
我就在电话上讲话，然后我就把那个橡皮筋一边就放在椅子上面去了。
So I stick it on there, talking on the phone.Pull the thing, the pencil flies off right into my eye.
So 我就讲话，然后拉着橡皮筋，结果那个铅笔一下子就打到我脸上。
So of course, you know, some lady from church, and I'm talking about whether or not I would be willing to work in the office, and I'm like, okay, that sounds great. I'll talk to you later. Bye. And I hang up.
然后他电话里那一位就讲，你要愿意在那办公室里工作，然后讲 OK， 没有问题，没有问题。然后我就挂上电话。
And then I screamed bloody murder.
然后就开始关上电话以后就开始大喊大叫。
And I run to the bathroom and I look at, and I have blue eyes and my one eye I see is turning brown. Like you can see something leaking in there and changing colors.
然后我就进洗手间我看镜子里我这边右眼都是已经有黄色的东西有黄汁都流出来。
So that is when, you know, that verse says, like, when you don't know what words to pray, the Holy Spirit in you will give you the words to pray.
当你不知道用什么话来祷告的时候，圣灵用他的话来祷告。
So that's when I first really learned the power of speaking in tongues.
就是那次是我第一次学到这个方言的能力。
I prayed like I've never prayed. I don't know what I said, but God knows.
我不知道虽然我不知道我在讲什么但是神知道
And it was like half screaming, half crying, half praying Also very calmly and politely calling the fire station to ask them what they would do in such a situation
然后一边又喊又叫然后一方面又打电话问这个防火人员在这种情况下我应该怎么做
And they say, you should hang up and call 911
他们想你应该把电话放下然后打911
So I say, actually, that would be really expensive, so I prefer to just walk down to the fire station if you don't mind.
然后我就跟他讲，这么做打911会很贵，你要如果不建议的话，那我就走到你们这个防火的那里，我去得到一些帮助了。
So I go outside, and a neighbor sees me standing there, and picks me up and drives me, it's really close to the fire station.
然后走出去，然后一个邻居看到我，他开车带我到防火局那里。
And again, they were like, you should really get in an ambulance and go straight to the hospital.
他们再一次跟我讲，你要这个打电话拿一个救护车去医院才对。
But I was really concerned about the cost of this ambulance, right?
但是我一直很担心这个急救车的这个费用。
So I called all my parents, my brother, no one could drive me.
然后打电话给我父母，给我哥哥，但是他们都不能，都不行。
So I got this neighbor to get me right into Watsonville to go to the hospital.
然后我的一个邻居的开车带我去 Watsonville 一个医院去了。
And then my brother met me there.
我的哥哥他在那边见到我。
The same brother that was sitting here earlier.
就是那个坐在那边那个哥哥。
And we prayed really hard together for this eyeball. I couldn't see anything. Just so you know, this eye was totally blind.
然后那个时候我这是右眼，我什么都看不见。然后那个时候我和我哥哥就是非常努力的祷告，来为着我这个眼球来祷告。
So they take me back and they do a they have like a nurse who does some initial exams and she's like basically, oh, you're blind in that eye.
然后那个护士做了一些开始的检查，那她的起初的结果就是说你那只眼就瞎了。
And it was really obvious because now the one iris is totally brown and the other iris was blue.
因为那个时候我这一只眼的眼睛是褐色的，然后这边正常眼睛是蓝色的。
So, she's like, "Well, we'll have the doctor come in and make sure that's the case."
然后护士就讲，一会儿这个医生进来，最后来诊断。
So the doctor came in and he takes the what is it called?I should know this. The flashlight that looks in your eyeball.
那个医生过来，他拿手电筒来照我这个眼睛。
And as soon as he stuck it in, he asked me what I could see, and I was like, "Oh, I could see the light because you're shining it in my eye."
然后他照的时候，他问我，你能看到什么东西吗？他说，我可以看到光，因为你的照我。
And he's like, "Well, what's wrong with your eye?"
然后他说，你的眼睛怎么了？
And I was like, "Well, this one's brown. This one's blue. It's not usually. They're usually the same color."
我就说，一只眼睛是蓝褐色的，一只眼睛是蓝色的。正常情况下，两只眼睛应该是同样的颜色的。
And he's like, "No, it's blue. It looks totally fine."
他说都是蓝色的，没有问题啊。
And then he pulled it away, and I could see perfectly clear.
然后他把东西撤下来，拉下来，我是马上有什么东西看，都可以看到，什么问题都没有了。
And so again, the Lord showed me how He loved me before I knew Him, but He also loved me while I knew Him.
所以神再次让我看到，我认识他之前，他爱我；我认识他的时候，他还同样的爱我。
And another way that I knew the Lord at that time was when I went to this high school. It was like 98% Hispanic.
我去那个高中，98%都是南美人。
And I was this white girl from West Virginia.
然后我是从西维吉尼亚来的一个白人的女孩子。
And I couldn't really make any friends.
然后我也交不到什么朋友。
And I really wanted a Christian friend.
我就特别想要找到一个基督徒的朋友。
So one day the pastor said, "You know what you should do is," or he was giving a really general sermon.And he said, "You should pray in your prayers. Be really specific about what you need from the Lord."
一次一个牧师他讲到的时候讲一般的东西，他讲到的时候他特别提到，你们祷告的时候要很仔细的向神知道你想向神要得到什么东西。
So every day on the way to school, I would pray for a friend.
所以那一次我在上学的路上，我就求朋友。
And because he said to be specific, I was really specific.
因为他告诉我要很精确，那我就很精确的祷告。
I wanted her to be 5'9" with brown hair and green eyes and a little brother.
我就祷告我的朋友要5尺9寸，要是黄色的头发、绿色的眼睛，有个小弟弟。
So I had this really specific list of criteria, and then lo and behold.I make friends with this girl who's 5'9", she has brown hair and green eyes and a little brother, and she's a Christian, which was the main part of the prayer.
很奇妙的，我真是找到这么一个5尺9寸，黄色的头发， 我褐色的头发，绿色的眼睛，有小弟弟的一个基督徒。
And one night she came over. It was the first time she came to my house to sleep over.
然后她第一次来我们家来过夜。
And it was the middle of the night, and I'm like, Elizabeth, did you know you're my best friend?
然后她那个半夜的时候，我就问，我就跟她讲，你知不知道我的最好的朋友是谁啊？
And I told her how this pastor gave this sermon and that you have to pray specifically and how she met all the things that I prayed for.
我就跟她讲这个牧师跟我们讲要很仔细的来祷告然后我就跟她讲了这些过程。
And she got really quiet and I thought maybe we weren't going to be friends after all.
然后她就变得很安静了她就好像我们以后好像就成不了朋友了。
But then afterwards she told me that she also had heard a sermon on praying very specifically for what you wanted.
然后他跟我讲，他也是听到一个讲道，就是你要很仔细的把你的愿望，就是祷告的时候祷告出来。
And she had come from a Christian school to this Watsonville High School, which is pretty crummy, and so she wanted to find a Christian friend.
他是从一个基督徒的学校出来，然后也是到同样一个高中，那他也是同样想找一个基督徒的朋友。
So she prayed for a friend that was 5'6" with blue eyes and brown hair and an older brother and older sisters.
她就她的祷告就说我要找一个五尺六寸，褐色头发、蓝色眼睛、有哥哥的一个基督徒。
And she's still my best friend.
她还是我最好的朋友。
Except for Joe, obviously.
那除了当然是在 Joe 之外，她是我最好的朋友。
So, so the Lord was teaching me all these things, and then I went away to college.
所以神就在这些事情来教导我，然后后来我上大学。
And somewhere in high school, the Assembly of God church I went to became not cool anymore.
那个时候我们去神召会就变得不再那么有那么吸引力了。
And Santa Cruz Bible Church was like the coolest place to go to church.
然后在 Santa Cruz 那边有一个这个圣经的一个聚会的地方，那个是最酷的地方。
酷的。Okay, it was really cool. So,
非常的这个酷。
So I started sometimes going to Santa Cruz Bible so that I could be really cool.
所以那个时候我就去那个地方聚会，所以我就可以变得就是非常的这个受人欢迎这个意思。
And when I went to college, they recommended this sister church called Mars Hill.
然后我去大学，他们建议是一个只有姊妹的一个聚会，在这叫 Mars Hill。
And so I started going to Mars Hill, and it also was really cool.
然后那个地方聚会也是非常的非常的这个酷。
So I wanted to go. I at that time I was an art student.
那个时候我是一个艺术美术学生。
And grunge was really cool.
I
don't know. There was like a cool music scene in Seattle. That's where I was at that time.
那个时候在西雅图那边有非常好的音乐，非常流行的音乐。
So this church was like the whole. It was in a movie theater. There was like 100 people. The stage was all painted black. There were candles everywhere.
那个聚会是在一个剧院里边，都是黑色，然后点上蜡烛，非常的有气氛。
And they had a really cool band.
一个非常好的这个音乐乐队。
And the art was cool. Like the brochures they gave you were really neat.
然后他给你们的那个传单也非常的精致好看。
Just everything about it was really neat and cool for a 20-year-old kid.
那个地方，那整个聚会从头到尾都是非常吸引像我一个二十几岁一个年轻人。
And even their motto was something like art and beauty and love or something goofy.
那时候我们就谈到这个美术、艺术、这个爱这些东西。
So I went to that church in Seattle all through college and afterwards. So for like a good 5 years, I went to that church.
所以那个时候大概有五年的时间，我在西雅图那边聚会。
And one time the pastor gave a sermon on tithing.
有一次牧师讲到来奉十分之一的奉献。
And he said, you know, he quoted that verse that said, "Test me and see that I won't open the floodgates of heaven."
然后那个时候他就讲到一个经文，就天上的门要打，天上的全门要打开。
But then he got nervous and started backtracking. It was like, well, don't really test God. You know, it might not be a good idea to tithe.
然后那个时候我就有点受到这个这个试探，就是说好像就是跟我讲说好像奉献十分之一不是一个好的主意。
But I was really young and bold, and I stood up and was like, "Why are you backtracking? You just said that we should test him."
那个时候我就说你为什么说你要反悔啊？因为你已经说要这么来做了。
So needless to say, I didn't make any friends for the 5 years I went to that church.
所以那五年的时间我在那边没交到什么朋友。
And another time the pastor gave a sermon on head coverings.
另外一次牧师讲到要蒙头。
And he said this, it was like an hour long sermon about why head coverings don't really matter, and it was really specific to that time in the Bible.
他花了一个小时讲蒙头，其实他是讲蒙头不是那么重要，他也讲了一些圣经一些地方。
But I'm kind of stubborn.
但是我就比较僵硬。
And the more that he talked about, the more convinced I became that the Bible says you should wear a head covering. Why don't we just do it?
他越讲说你不用来蒙头，我就越觉得圣经是这么讲的，那我就越应该这么来做。
So sometime around this time, I had graduated from college and started this job at an engineering firm.
我从大学毕业以后，我就来到一个工程的公司来工作。
And I met Ruth there.
我就碰到我们的姊妹Ruth.
And Ruth and I started praying together on Tuesdays. Oh, we started praying on Tuesdays.
哦，是那个时候我们礼拜二和Ruth一起来祷告。
At work, and she would always make me memorize scripture and stuff.
她一直要我来背一些圣经经文。
And every week she would say, "What's your prayer request?"
她每星期都会问我你要祷告的要求是什么。
And every week I would say, "Well, I've been going to this church for 5 years, but I'm pretty sure the pastor is wrong about some stuff, and I can't make any friends."
我就说我现在来这个聚会已经五年了，但是我总是认为这个牧师的讲的一些东西不对，所以我一直也没有交到什么朋友。
And every week she would be like, "Well, why don't you just come with me to my church?"
然后他就跟我讲，那你为什么不跟我来我聚会的地方呢
？And I kept going, "Because my church is so cool."
那你聚会是不是也是那么受吸引呢？很吸引人呢？
Also, she told me that it was all Chinese people.
而且她跟我讲，这个聚会地方全都是中国人。
So I was not super interested. No offense.
我不是没有坏意啊，但是我觉得我真是没有兴趣。
But finally, after like a year, I think I caved and went with her to Friday night Bible study.
那最后呢，我还是同意了。第一次去是星期五晚上一个查经聚会。
And Gong Gong was preaching.
我公公在那里来讲道。
And I actually don't think he was preaching. I think he might have just given like a little opening thing before we went out for Bible study.
其实，但是在分组这个交通之前，他做一些的一开始的一些的分享。
And Joe's brother Ben was, I think he was leading the songs.
然后Joe 的弟弟 Ben 在那里领诗。
And I think Joe was translating for his dad or something.
记着 Joe 在给他的父亲来翻译。
But I walked in with Ruth and we sit down and they start, you know, first you sing a couple hymns.
我和 Ruth 坐下来以后，我们先唱两首诗歌。
And I came from the really cool church with the really cool band.
那个教会也是很酷，然后这个乐队也是很酷的。
And then all of a sudden everybody's singing and some people are singing English and some people are singing Chinese and I thought it was.The funniest thing I ever heard.
然后唱起来，一些人唱用英文唱，一些人用中文唱，那我觉得是最搞笑的一件事情。
And I couldn't stop laughing.
然后我就一直在那里笑。
But finally, once the music stopped and I got over it.
然后最后这个音乐停下来，我这个 这个我安静下来下来之后
，and 公公 started preaching something.
然后公公站起来来讲一些东西。
Then I felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me.
我就觉得圣灵在我里边来向我说话。
And I didn't really need the translation. I just felt like God was talking directly to my heart.
我这连这个翻译的都不用，我就是感觉圣灵在向我心里边来说话。
And I don't know if you've ever been to Seattle Christian Assembly, but it's not fancy.
我不知道你没有去过西雅图孙弟兄那边的聚会，但是那个聚会没有那么没有那么酷。
There's no candlesticks and black paint.
这个墙不是黑色的，也没有点什么蜡烛。
And there's no band.
也没有乐队。
And half the time they speak in Chinese.
一半时间都在讲中文。
And I felt the Lord talking to me.
但是我就觉得是主向我来说话。
And he was like, "You've been going to that church to get what you want out of it."
然后他跟我讲，你去那个聚会，得到你想要得到的东西。
Because you like the messages and they make you feel good.
因为你要听一些的信息，让你觉得很舒服。
And you like the art.
然后你也喜欢那边的美术。
And you like the music.
你也喜欢那边的音乐。
Well, what about me?
但是我呢
？I really felt like he was like this thing we go to is called a service.
然后我们去这个所谓的这个服事的里边去的话。
But it's not because you're being served; it's because you come to serve.
你来这个叫服侍，不是说你别人来服侍你，乃是你去来服侍。
And Jesus came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many.
因为耶稣来，他不是来被侍奉，他是来服侍人，他把命舍上，为万人来舍命。
And I was really convicted.
那个时候我真是被折服。
So I kept going there.
然后以后我就一直去这个聚会。
And later I did marry Joe.
然后后来我就和 Joe 结婚了。
But Joe did, when we moved to San Francisco, he gave me the option of going to some other church. He kind of was like, this is your point of escape if you want it.
后来我们一起去这个湾区的时候，他就给我一个选择，你可以去这个，你可以去另外一个，就是说你可以从我们这种聚会的方式中逃出来。
But I make this analogy. I feel like in our, the way that we meet, right? We all get to come and we all get to break bread together in the presence of the living God.
那我就这么来看，我们一起聚会的时候，我们每个人都算数的，我们每一个人都在神面前来拨饼来。来一起在他面前来聚会。
And when Jesus was talking about having his wedding feast, he said he would go out and gather everybody in to feast with him.
当主说当羔羊的婚宴来的时候，他要召集众人来他面前有这个婚宴。
And when we meet together, Dana says, or other people have said, you know, the heavens open.
当我们一起来聚集的时候，真是天都打开了。
And I really believe that that's true.
然后我也真是相信这是事实。
We like a family. We all come together. We all get to participate. We come not to be served, but to serve.
我们来像就像一个家在一起，不是说来被侍奉去，而是去侍奉别人。
In Isaiah 43:24 it says, "You have not brought any fragrant calamus for me, or lavished on me the fat of your sacrifices."
然后以赛亚书43:23，那里说你没有将你的羔羊带来给我做燔祭，也没有用祭物尊敬我。
But you have burdened me with your sins and wearied me with your offenses.
我没有因供物使你服劳，也没因乳香使你厌烦。
And we don't come to the Lord's table. We don't meet together just to always come and tell God all the bad stuff we do.
我们来拨饼的时候，我们来到神面前，不只是说我向神来讲我们所做的什么东西。
But we also come to serve him and to worship him.
但是我们来到这样来到他面前是来敬拜他来服侍他。
And so for me, I felt like having had this wonderful feast with the Lord.
对我来说在神面前有这样的一个宴席。
How could I ever go back?
那我怎么能够再回去呢?
It would be like if you had a delicious all-you-can-eat buffet.
就好像你吃过一个非常好吃的自助餐。
And then you went somewhere else and decided just to eat bread and water for the rest of your life.
然后你去了另外一个地方，你一生你只能吃面包还有白开水。
So we started going to San Bruno.
所以那个时候我们就决定去圣San Bruno 这个聚会来。
And I would hear like a lot of people would, and I hear this now in Manhattan where we live too.
哦，在曼哈顿那边我们也听到同样的事情。
Where people will say stuff like, "There's nobody my age."
就是有人说，这个地方没有我的同龄人。
Or the music's not very good.
这个音乐也不好听。
Or, you know, it could be artsier.
这个地方可能可以更有美术的艺术感。
Or the old people are too bossy.
这个或者说这边的老人家太讨人烦。
And I went to San Bruno.
然后我去了圣布鲁诺。
And I didn't have any friends my age.
那我在那边也没有我同龄的朋友。
I'm pretty sure there was no other white people there.
我也很确定那时候在那个聚会也没有其他的白人。
But the reason I go is not because of what I'm getting out of it.
我去的原因不是说我想从那里得到对我个人得到什么东西。
We go to serve the Lord.
我去是要服侍神。
And we meet together the way we do because that's what He asked us to do.
我们这样聚会是因为神要我们这样来聚会。
And when I came to this church, I felt like this, and I mean this church body as in the collective church body. I felt like finally, here's a group of people who really try to just do what the Bible says.
当我来到这边，我就看到整个一个身体，就是说一批人愿意来做神所要我们做的事情。
And you don't try to cut out certain parts because it's not relevant for today.
并不是说因为好像今天这段话好像没有什么用，我们就不讲。
And I feel like when we meet together, we lavish on Him the fat of our sacrifices.
当我们来到他面前的时候，我们就要把我们的肥美的燔祭献在他的面前。
So I think that's long enough, and I think that's really the gist of what I wanted to share.
我讲的够长，我觉得这就是我想讲的东西。
Thanks.
谢谢。
So our brother Eric asked Carrie to share. Her testimony on what brought her into our circle of fellowships.
吴立兄请 Carrie 来讲是他怎么来到我们这个聚会里边来的。
And he wanted me to share on why I'm still meeting here in our circle of fellowships.
他就让我来分享呢，我为什么还在这个圈子里边来聚会。
Perhaps as an encouragement to some of the young people who have gone out and perhaps have seen cooler churches.
因为就是好像对那些年轻人去外边看到好像更酷的聚会。
And so I'm going to share a little bit of my testimony.
那我就讲到我自己的一点见证。
And I think my testimony can be summed up in half of one of Paul's verses in 1 Corinthians.
那我的见证可以用保罗一段一节圣经文的半节经文可以来总结出来。
First Corinthians 15 and the first part of verse 10.
哥林多前书第十五章第十节的前半部分。
Says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me did not prove vain.
格林多前书第十五章第十节前半部分，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙 神的恩 才成的，并且他所 赐我的恩不是突然的。
Yeah, maybe it's the second half in the Chinese,、right. but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me did not prove vain.
我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的。
Our brother this morning, our brother Ed, shared on how the first step is, or the first principle is grace, and grace alone.
今天早上我们的弟兄讲到一个原则，就是恩典的原则。
And I feel like that's the summary of my life.
那我觉得这个就是我一生的一个总结。
You know, these are Paul's words, and I'm sure I'm taking them slightly out of context, but when I look back on my life, I feel like...By the grace of the Lord, I am who I am.
那我就用保罗这段经文可能不太有点脱离上下文的意思，但是我可以说我一生我现在成了何等样的人，是因为神的恩典。
And I feel like my life and my spiritual walk can be summed up like our brother shared, grace upon grace.
我一生的道路可以用弟兄的话来总结，就是恩上加恩。
And the short answer to Eric's question to me, you know, why am I still meeting in this way, is I don't know.
我吴弟兄问我这个问题，用很简短的回答来说，为什么我还在这边来聚会，就是我也不知道。
I don't know, but I do know that it has nothing to do with me.
虽然我不知道，但是我知道原因是跟我没有关系。
Only by God's grace.
完全是神的恩典。
You know, when I look back on my life, I notice God's faithfulness.
当我回看我生命的时候，我看到神对我的恩典。
Through all the ups and downs, you know, sometimes he even takes us through that valley of the shadow of death.
看了走过来高高低低，甚至经过死荫的幽谷。
But hopefully... Your testimony and my testimony is great is thy faithfulness.
但是我们最后的见证希望都是你的信实是何其的广大。
But that said, I will comment on a few observations I have made as I look back on this path that the Lord has taken me upon.
但是我回看我神所带我走过的路上，我要总结几点。
You know, As a career, I'm a researcher, so I observe things and I study things.
那作为我的工作，我的事业就是来做调查，做研究，所以我是来观察的。
And I have noticed a few things about my spiritual walk.
我就发现我的属灵的过程上，我就发现几点。
And I've noticed that whenever I've been obedient to the Lord and whenever I've put him first in my life, he has been very faithful to bless.
我就发现每一次我向他忠心的时候，他就非常向我忠心的来祝福我。
Now I'm going to skip the early part of my childhood and I'm going to start with age 17.
那我就从我的童年跳到一下跳到我17岁的时候。
Are there any 17-year-olds in the audience?
我们中间没有17岁。
All right, there are a few of you guys.
有几位。
I started college right near here on the Berkeley campus when I was 17 years old.
我17岁的时候我在伯克莱大学开始。
You know, when you're a high school senior, and I assume some of you 17-year-olds are probably high school seniors, you're trying to decide what school to go to.
当你17岁或者是高中最后一年，你要决定你要去哪所大学。
And I had the same dilemma, and I applied to schools all over the country.
那我也同样有同样的疑惑，那我全美各地我都是申报大学。
And my parents never told me where I could or couldn't go to school, but they did encourage me to...find a school where I could find a fellowship in which I can grow in this way.
那我的父母没有跟我讲说哪所大学可以去，哪所不可以去，但是他就一直来鼓励我说，你去的大学要有一个聚会的地方来鼓励你来走这个属灵的道路。
And they wanted me to be in a place where I could worship the Lord in a very simplistic way.
他们想让我去一个地方可以很单纯的来敬拜神。
And I say way because you know, we are not a denomination.
我们说这个一个敬拜的方法，因为我这么说是因为我们不是一个一个任何一个宗派。
And we don't really have a title for the way in which we meet.
因为我们这样聚会没有是一个很一个确定的一个抬头。
But I'm going to, for the purposes of this sharing, I'm going to use the term way to describe how we meet, because that's how the early church was described in Acts chapter 9. Right? Those according to the way.
就是我们当我来说我们聚会，我就说我们走的这条路，因为这个是使徒行传九章一开始形容那些信徒的时候，也是说他们走的这个路。
And so, you know, in the way in which we meet, my parents encouraged me to find a fellowship where I could continue to meet along this way.
我的父母就鼓励我说去一个地方，我们可以继续走这样的道路的一个聚会。
Similar to the way we met when I grew up in Seattle.
就是很像我在西雅图成长的时候那边的聚会。
The center of our meeting revolved around the breaking of bread.
我们聚会的中心是围绕着这个擘饼的桌子。
We had fellowship.
我们有分享。
We had teaching, but not teaching by a paid pastor.
我们也有教导，但是不是那些职业的牧师来教导。
And we had prayer.
然后我们有祷告。
Very simple. Four very simple but foundational truths surrounding the way we meet.
非常简单，但是四个最一个四个基础，我们这样来聚会。
You know, a lot of the fellowships these days, like Carrie described, have a lot of bells and whistles. They are very cool, quote unquote.
现在有很多的聚会说我们有很多的节目，就是很酷，来吸引人。
You know, we have a piano.
我们现在这边就是只有一个钢琴。
There's no worship band.
也没有敬拜的一个乐队。
There's no exciting young preacher.
也没有一个让人兴奋的一个年轻的讲员。
But we meet around these four simple items that are described, and this is how the early church met.
我们聚会就是围绕着这四个很简单的基石来聚会，就像。
Guys like fishermen, guys like tax collectors probably gave the teachings.
就像一些的打鱼的人和一些税吏，他们来讲道。
At the time, my parents knew of the House of God in San Francisco.
那个时候我父母知道在三藩市神的家的聚会。
And in, you know, honoring my parents' wishes, I came to Berkeley and...For the first time, I met Brother Wong and Christine, and Eric and Fanny, and William and Esther, and these folks, and many others of you welcomed me into your family for the first time.
那时候我就听命我的父母来到伯克莱上大学，那时候见到王弟兄、王师母，见到吴弟兄、吴姊妹，还有 William 还有 Esther 他们。
No, a 17-year-old kid living away from home for the first time.
一个十七岁的孩子第一次离家，住在这一个陌生的地
方。This was the fall of 1993, so almost 25 years ago.
那个是1993年的秋天，那大概25年以前。
That I first met you brothers and sisters.
那时候第一次见到我们这边的弟兄姐妹。
And I think it really is the love of the brothers and sisters, and of course the Lord's grace and mercy, you know, that I kept coming back to the house of God.
觉得实在是神的恩典和怜悯和弟兄姐妹的爱，我能一直来这边来聚会。
And then also for a few years with the Concord Fellowship.
然后有几年也在 Concord 那边的聚会。
You know, meanwhile, I had a lot of friends who also attended Berkeley who are from Seattle.
那个时候我有从西雅图来的朋友也在伯克莱上大学。
And they met at various denominational fellowships, mostly out of convenience.
他们是因为方便的原因在各种宗派的这个聚会里面。
And many of these friends, they haven't stopped walking with the Lord. They are still believers, but they have certainly ceased meeting in this way.
他们虽然没有停止聚会，但是他们不再这么来行走。
And they have gone a different path.
他们就是自己在不一样的路上，他们就走下去了。
And I think it's, you know, it's not a matter of right and wrong.Only the Lord can judge.
我们不是说来评断他们对或者错，因为只有神。
But by the Lord's grace and His mercy, you know, I've remained among you brothers and sisters.
但是靠着神的恩典和怜悯，我现在和弟兄姐妹一起来这样来聚会。
And now my family is meeting with us brothers and sisters.
我的家人也和弟兄姐妹们来聚会。
You know, these I feel like, especially for some of you younger ones, the college years.Are really critical years.
那对年轻来说，大学那几年真是非常重要的几年。
My prayer is that you see something of value in the way we meet.
我的祷告就是你们在那几年当中发现我们这样行走的一些的价值。
Because if you don't see the value in the way we meet, and you think that we meet like any other meeting, then you're going to be enticed away.
因为如果你没有看到我们这样聚集的价值的话，你很容易就被其他的，的方式来吸引。
You know, I'm going to be completely honest with you. It's not that I was any more spiritual than the next college kid.
我要很清楚的讲，我不是说比任何其他的大学生更属灵。
In fact, you know, I was part of a campus group, InterVarsity.
那个时候我是在大学的一个团契里边。
And surely they had, you know.You know, a cooler setting.
那个他们有更吸引人的一个
more attractive setting.
一个聚集。
They sang more modern hymns.
他们唱更多现代的诗歌。
You know, they were all young.
他们都是年轻人。
And they didn't need to translate into Chinese.
他们也不需要翻译成中文。
And certainly, as a 17-year-old college kid, that is very enticing.
所以对一个十七岁的一个年轻人来说是非常吸引我的。
Whereas then I come to the house of God on Sundays and we're singing the old rugged cross.
然后我就来到当
And it feels really old sometimes and really rugged.
然后我来主日来到圣布诺来聚会的时候，我们唱那古老的十字架的时候，就非常感觉非常古老。
Back then we sang in the communion without the piano.
那个时候我们播饼的时候连钢琴都没有。
Brother Wong would lead off and we would follow him.
然后王弟兄他会来打头，我们就跟着来唱。
You know, it's funny because that's now one of my favorite hymns.
现在很有意思，就现在那些诗歌反而成了我最喜欢唱的。
And not because I'm simply just an older guy, but
不是说因为我现在更老一点。
The Lord has opened my eyes to the value and.To the power of the words in that hymn.
因为神开启我眼睛，看到那些价值，而且看到那些诗歌里边这些词的力量。
But I was no different than, you know, most of the college kids. I wasn't any more spiritual. In fact, I was just as worldly as any college kid.
但是同时，我并不比我的那个大学同学更属灵。其实我跟他们一样的。非常喜爱这个世界。
But there was within me a sense of the value.The way we meet.
但是在我里边有一个感觉，就是我们这样聚集的价值。
Like Carrie was sharing, the value of coming around the Lord's table.
就像Carrie 刚才讲的，我们来到神面桌子面前的那个价值。
And how we each bring an offering.
我们每一个人都。
And we offer that to the Lord.
都来他面前来献祭。
And if you don't see the value to that, then there's no reason to stay.
如果说你看不到这样聚集的价值的话，那你没有什么。
Because there are many other assemblies that are have far more attractive things going on.
因为有其他聚会，他们有更很吸引人的节目。
But are we meeting here to please the Lord or to please ourselves?
但问题是我们来聚会是来讨神的喜悦，还是讨我们自己的喜悦
？You know, I knew at the time I wanted to honor my parents' wishes.
我知道，我当时我是很想来听命我的父母。
But I could have easily gone another way. In fact, a lot of our youth group from Seattle were at Berkeley at that time, and they went another way.
其实那个时候我很容易就是走其他的道路。其实那个时候从西雅图来的年轻人在伯克莱上学，后来都是走不同的道路。
I'm not sure what led them away. You know, whether it was some other environment.
我也不确定为什么这些
人他们就离开这么久。But I think the college years are very critical.
但是大学那几年是非常重要的。
Many of my peers, it was during the college years, Some of them during the high school years, I felt like were far more spiritual than me.
那个时候，我高中的时候，有些同龄人，我觉得他们比我更属灵。
But some of them have gone off to the denominations, and very few of them are here in our circles.
但是很多他们后来就去了宗派的聚会里边，很少有留下来的。
So I hope the young people, those of you especially in the college years, see a real value to the way we meet.
所以尤其是在大学的年轻人，我真是盼望你们能看到。
If it's precious to you, you're not going to let it go.
如果是有价值的，你就不会轻易放弃。
But if you don't see any value in that, it's going to be gone.
如果你看不到这样的价值，那很容易就会失去的。
So there's no formula. I don't know why I'm still standing here.
所以我在这边站在这边，我真是没有什么一个方程式，一个方法。
Apart from the Lord's mercy and His grace,
除了神的恩典和他的怜悯之外
，Well, as a side note, there might be a small formula.
可能是有一个小的一个方法。
And I don't want to embarrass my parents, but they are praying parents.
我不想让我父母觉得很不舒服，但是他们是祷告的父母。
And I believe that the time they spent, I think the time they spent on their knees for myself and for my brother were a covering over us during that time.
我就想到那些的年日里边，我父母跪在地上为我和我弟弟。来祷告。
I think even in my marriage and my family today, they are still on their knees, praying for us.
甚至为我的婚姻，我父母现在还是跪在地上为我们来祷告。
I think they still cover us daily.
我想他们现在还是每天都来遮福我们。
You know, I'm trying to do the same today. I have wife and kids as well.
那我现在也尝试做同样的事情，我现在也有孩子了。
And I'm daily pleading with the Lord that He watch over our walk with Him.
每天我都向神求他来看顾我们行走这条道路。
It's so easy to go astray, especially in this day and age.
因为尤其现在在这个时代里边，真是很容易就可以离开。
If there is a small part of that formula, it's a praying parent.
如果有一个方法的话，那真是有祷告的父母。
You know, the lesson I've learned over the years is that when we are obedient to the Lord, He is faithful.
这么多年过来，我们所学到的就是神是信实的。
He is faithful and quick to bless.
他是信实的，他是很愿意来祝福我们。
You know, I mean, he is faithful whether we are obedient or not, but I think His faithfulness becomes evident to us. I don't know if that makes sense.
不管我们对他忠不忠心，但是他一直是信实的。那他的信实就是向我们变得
很明显。When we are obedient, we recognize that He is faithful.
当我们忠心顺服的时候，他我们就是认识到他的忠心。
I feel like my life is a testimony of His grace.
我觉得我的一生就是见证他的信实。
You know, since those early college years, my family has relocated many times.
自从我上大学以后，那我一家人就是到处搬。
And each time I've trusted in the Lord, He has not disappointed.
每一次我信靠我的主，他都没有让我失望。
You know, I did my graduate work back in Seattle at the University of Washington, and then I did a second tour of the Bay Area as a postdoc.
那个时候我拿我博士学位是在西雅图那边，然后我学拿博士后又回到湾区来拿学我的博士后。
So hopefully this can be an encouragement to some of the college kids. You know, with every move that I made, there were always other options.
所以我想通过这些来鼓励我们在座的年轻人，就是不管你做一个什么选择，都有很多其他的选择。
Perhaps in other locations.There are more appealing career options.
可能在另外一个那个地方，对我们事业将来会有很多的帮助。
For me, there certainly were. I had options to go other places in graduate school and for my postdoc.
因为在我拿博士后的那个时候，我有很多的选择。
But could I fellowship with the saints in this way?
但是我能不能和圣徒一起来这样来聚会？
You know, I thank the Lord for giving me a wife who has been supportive in this path.
我感谢主给我有这样一个妻子，她来支持我，我这样来选择。
She similarly has a desire, for us to meet in this way.
因为她有同样的渴慕，这样来聚会。
Never once objected to the meeting places that I've brought our family to.
因为她没有一次来反对我带我一家人去聚会的地方。
Even if she's not the only, you know, even if she's the only person who isn't Chinese at the place we've met at.
就算是聚会的地方，她是唯一一个不是中国人的。
With each of the moves I've described now, I knew they wouldn't be permanent.
我们每一次搬家，我都知道每一次都不会是永久的。
I think the biggest challenge of our lives and my life was when I started to look for faculty positions.
对我来说最难的一段时间是当我来寻求这个大学里边这个当教师的职分的时候。
So for those that don't know, I'm a college professor.
因为我现在是在大学里面做教授的。
And my research deals with how our immune system responds to infectious diseases.
那我所研究的题目就是我们的抵抗系统是如何来抵抗这些传染病的。
One of the best places in which to study infectious diseases is Emory University in Atlanta. They have a fantastic infectious diseases program.
这个传染病的研究最好的大学是在亚特兰大一所大学。
And Emory is also next to the CDC, which some of you know, studies infectious diseases.
因为那个地方也是靠那个疾病控制中心非常的近。
And at the end of my postdoc, they were very keen on recruiting me to Emory.
我学快学完博士后的时候，那边非常积极的来招我。
At the time, I was considering other faculty positions as well, including Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, where I am now.
Yeah, 那个时候我也在考虑一些其他的大学里的那些的职位，包括现在我所在的这所大学的职位。
But as much as I liked Sloan Kettering, I am not a cancer researcher.
虽然我喜欢这所大学，但是我不是研究癌症的。
My interest was in infectious disease, and so I wasn't sure if that would be the best career decision.
因为我所研究的题目是传染病，所以我觉得我去那地方对我的事业没有帮助的。
But I did know that there in New York City, the Lord had initiated a fellowship that was meeting in this way.
但是我知道在纽约那边神开始有这样我们这样聚集的一个聚会。
This was shortly after 9/11 when I think many of you know our brother Dana Condon was called to meet in the city of Manhattan.
可能有些人知道在9/11以后康登弟兄他就在曼哈顿那边开始这样一个聚会。
So I knew that if I went to New York, we would be able to meet in this way.
所以我知道如果我去纽约的话我可以继续这样的聚会。
And I knew we could have fellowship with the saints there.
我知道可以继续和那边的圣徒继续来有。
But I wasn't sure how my career would go if I surrounded myself with cancer researchers instead of infectious disease people.
但是我就不知道我对我的事业会有什么影响，因为我现在周围的同事全都是研究癌症的，不是研究感染病。
Especially with some of the world's leading experts in my field at Emory and really trying to recruit me there.
因为那个全世界顶尖的研究感染病的专家都是在亚特兰大那边来，都很积极来招我。
It's not that I particularly like Atlanta, you know. In fact, I have no preference between Atlanta or New York. I probably didn't like either place that much. As a West Coast kid,
我作为一个从西岸出来的一个人来说，我不是对亚特兰大有特别的情怀。其实亚特兰大和纽约对我来说没有什么区别。
But career-wise, Atlanta was.Very attractive, and I think it would have been great for my career.
但是从事业角度来考虑的话，亚特兰大对我是很有吸引力的。
You know, I remember at the time telling my parents that I was seriously thinking about moving to Atlanta, and I remember them saying, "Are you sure?"
我记得那个时候我很严肃的来考虑去搬到亚特兰大的时候，我跟我父母讲，然后我父母跟我说，你确定吗？
You know, they never told me, during that time, I'm pretty sure they were back down on their knees praying for for me and our family.
虽然他们没有直接讲，但是我很肯定他们那时候又
I'm sure they were praying
跪到地上为我和为我先生来祷告。
I'm sure they were praying earnestly for us.
我很确定他们很迫切的为我们来祷告。
I think I knew and they knew how critical it would be for my spiritual growth to be in fellowship in this way.
因为他们知道，我也知道，我这样聚集对我属灵成长是多么的重要。
To break bread weekly with the saints.
每星期都和圣徒在一起来擘饼。
To hear about the deeper things of God.
来听到关乎神更深的东西。
And to function as a member of His body.
来作为一个身体的一个肢体。
You know, the Lord knows my personal and my career desires.
主知道我个人和我事业上的一些的渴慕。
He knew that I longed to join the prestigious faculty at Emory.
他知道我想参加那些顶尖的那些的教授的行列里面。
I remember at the time trying to explore every option. I remember emailing our brother Dana and our brother Mac Graham, asking them if they were aware of Saints or a fellowship in Atlanta.
那个时候我就在找这样的聚会在亚特兰大。我写 email， 我写电邮给康登弟兄还有 Mac Graham 弟兄，问那边有没有这样的弟兄。
We're secretly hoping that there would be a fellowship there in which we could meet.
我这私下真是很盼望亚特兰大那边有这样的聚会。
You know, after all, Atlanta is in the Bible Belt, and there are a lot of churches down there.
因为那个亚特兰大是在所谓的圣经带，那边应该有很多的聚会的。
But to my disappointment, they wrote back and said, "Well, we know some individual families, but there isn't a gathering there."
但是，电邮的回复都是，我们知道那边有些家庭，但是没有真正这样的聚会。
So after a lot of discussion with my wife Carrie, and after much prayer and much seeking, we decided not to go there.
所以最后和我的妻子商量之后，很多祷告之后，最后决定还是不去那里。
I did know that I wanted to put the Lord before my career, and not the other way around.
我不知道说要把我主放在我事业之前，并不是这些相反。
And so we arrived in New York City, and we've been meeting with the saints ever since.
所以最后还是去了纽约。自从那以后。和那边的在那边一直聚会。
We left San Francisco in the spring of 2010, and it's been almost 8 years now.
我自从2010年离开三藩市以后，到那边聚会已经快结。
My older daughter has grown up in New York. My younger daughter is a born and bred New Yorker.
我的大女儿已经是长大了。
Last thing I ever thought would happen.
然后小女儿是成地地道道一个纽约人，我根本没有想到这样的事情。
But throughout the years, the Lord has been faithful.
但是这么多年过来，神一直是信实的。
And He's allowed myself and my wife to serve among the different churches over there.
然后神也让我和我姊妹在那边各个地的聚会来服侍。
So I hope this can be an encouragement to the younger ones. If you put the Lord first in your life, if you put His way above your ways, He is gonna honor and remember that.
所以我的对我们在座年轻人的劝勉就是说，如果你把神放在第一位，来尊他为大的话，他会很信实的来对待我。
And actually, even though now I'm still surrounded by cancer researchers, rather than infectious disease people, the Lord has blessed my career in ways that I could never have imagined.
虽然现在我周围还是这些做研究这个癌症的，我没有什么做感染病的，但是神还是大大祝福我的事业。
He's been entirely faithful to me and my family.
他完全对我和我一家人都完全的信实。
You know, what I didn't mention is, at the time, Emory also would have opened up certain career doors for my wife.
我没有讲，刚才没讲到的就是那个时候亚特兰大那所大学，他愿意给我的妻子同样开一个门。
And it made that so much more tempting.
他们这么做就是为了更要来吸引我。
But because we moved to New York to meet with the saints, that fellowship has been priceless.
因为我们最后还是去了纽约。那个边的机会对我们来说真是无价。
And the Lord has actually prospered my wife in her career that she probably would never have thought possible.
然后同时神也是很祝福我姊妹的我妻子的这个事业，我们从来没有想到会这样子的。
So from my testimony, you know, whenever I've put the Lord first, He has not disappointed.
从我个人来说，每次我愿意来尊主伟大的时候，他从来没有让我失望。
And to some of you high school and college kids, you know, if you put the Lord first, He's not going to disappoint you.
对于高中生和大学生来说，如果你把神放在首位，他不会让你失望。
By the grace of God, I am what I am.
靠着神的恩典，我现在是成了这样的一位人。
And His grace toward me did not prove vain.
然后他的恩典不是枉然的。
You know, hopefully this phrase can encourage some of you who might be struggling in your walk with the Lord.
希望这段的经文可以来鼓励那些在这条路上行走有挣扎的。
Or challenged in your spiritual lives.
或者说在你属灵的生活里面有挑战的。
You know, we are who we are today, and it's true that we're going to have failures in our walk.
我们是从这样的人，我们是会有失败。
In fact, you know, I have far more failure. I've shared a few successes, but I've had far more failures than successes.
我刚才讲了一点成功的地方，但其实我的失败远超过我的成功的地方。
But it doesn't do us any good to become depressed or angry.
但是我们很沮丧，很气愤，对我们来说没有帮助。
Or to become overwhelmed or feel self-pity.
或者变得很自怜，或者觉得很无助的时
候。Yeah, that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to bog us down.
这是仇敌所要做的，就是让我们觉得很无助。
Make us feel unworthy to serve him.
让我们觉得。
Or even walk with him.
让我们觉得不配来侍奉他，或者与他同行。
You know, every time the enemy wants to do that in my spiritual walk, I have to remind myself.
所以每一次仇敌来这样来跟我讲的时候，我要提醒我自己。
And I actually remind myself with that old Sunday school hymn.
我就用那首老的主日学的一首诗歌来鼓励我自己。
I am weak, but He is strong.
我是软弱，他是刚强。
His life within us allows us to walk with Him.
他在我们里边的生命可以让我们与他同
行。His life within us allows us to serve him.
他在我们里边的生命让我们来服侍。
And his life within us allows us to overcome.
他在我们里边的生命让我们来得胜。
Like our brother shared this morning, that resurrection life.
像我们弟兄早上讲的。
Found in each and every one of us.
那个得胜，这个复活的生命就在我们每个人的里边。
You know, Paul encourages us not to look back, but to press on.
保罗鼓励我们不忘记背后努力向前。
You know, twice in Philippians chapter 3, he says, I press on.
腓立比书两次他讲到我努力向前。
There's a verse I'm going to be sharing with the younger brothers and sisters the next few evenings. And that's Philippians 1:6. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it.Until the day of Christ Jesus.
我以后几天晚上我要和年轻人所分享的一节的圣经就是腓立比书第一章第六节，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Almost 25 years ago, I first met many of you saints.
大概25年以前我见到我们在当中的圣徒。
In fact, when I first met at the house of God,There was only one house of God.
我第一次去神的家的时候，那个时候只有一个神的
家。San Bruno didn't even exist.
那个时候
I think it was in my sophomore year that San Bruno came into existence.
我第一次去连那个圣布鲁诺神的家还没有，那时候只有大学第三年的时候才有的。
And it's wonderful to see how the Lord's faithfulness is apparent in the saints here.
所以看到神的信实是很明显的在我们当中。
The saints in San Francisco and San Bruno, also in Concord.
在上班市，在圣布鲁诺，在 Concord 那边。
You know, the Lord's faithfulness is something that is truly amazing to me.
对我来说，神的信实真是很奇妙的一件事情。
It was among you brothers and sisters that I transitioned from childhood to manhood during my college years.
我在大学里边是在你们当中从一个少年成为一个成年人。
It was among you saints here that I learned how to be a dad.
也是在你们当中我学怎么做一个
父亲。My older daughter was born at CPMC here in San Francisco.
因为我的大女儿是在那个三藩市那所医院里边出生的。
And many of you here in this audience demonstrated your love towards me and my family.
在座很多的人都向我来很有爱心。
You demonstrated God's love towards us.
你向我们来显明神的爱。
Sometimes in really practical ways.
有的时候在非常现实的。
Carrie and I, especially in those early days when we had no idea how to be parents, many of you taught us how to be parents, cooked for us, took care of us, showed us how to buy baby clothes and everything else.
因为那个时候根本刚做父母，根本就什么都不懂的时候，很多人帮助我们，给我们做饭，告诉我们怎么买衣服。
So the saints here in the Bay Area always have a special place in our hearts.
在湾区的圣徒在我们心中有一直有很特殊的地位。
And it's wonderful to be back among you saints for this weekend.
所以这个周末能够回到当中来非常好。
Our prayer is that the Lord continue to bless His work among you, continue to perfect what He wants in your midst.
我的祷告就是神继续来工作，并且完成他在我们当中的工作。
So I don't know if my sharing was exactly what our brother wanted me to share, but that's my testimony.
我不知道我这分享是不是。我的弟兄想让我分享的，但是这是我的一点的见证。
Perhaps let's close in a word of prayer.
我想就是最后有一点祷告。
Lord, we're truly amazed at how faithful you are.
主，我们真是为你的信实感到惊奇。
Lord, if we don't feel this way, I pray that you might remind us to count our blessings.
主，如果我们没有感觉这样感觉的话，求你帮助我们来数算我们的恩典。
To count and count until we see that you are faithful.
一直数算到看到你的信实。
Lord, you are faithful even when we are not.
主啊，你是信实，尽管我们是不信实。
I thank you that your grace abounds in our lives.
主，我们感谢你的恩典是何等的丰富。
Lord, I know not why you've kept me along this path all these years.
主，我虽然不知道你为什么一直保守我在这条路上。
But I know it has nothing to do with me.
但是我知道不是我的好处。
It is entirely by your grace.
是完全靠着你的恩典。
And so I thank you.
说我们感谢你。
For Lord, you are so good.
主，你是如此的好。
And Lord, I especially want to lift up some of the younger folks in our audience.
我特别要纪念在我们中间的年轻人。
Some of those, the high school kids, the college kids.
高中生还有大学生们。
Lord, I pray that you might show them, a sense of your purpose and your will among your people.
主，愿你向他们来启示你在你民中的旨意。
Show them why we meet the way we meet.
让他们看到我们为什么这样来聚集。
Allow them to have a sense of the value in which we meet.
让他们看到我们这样聚集的价值。
And let them find that and find you, Lord, as their pearl of great wealth or that treasure in the field.
让他们看到你是那田中的宝物。
Such that they might never let you go.
这样的话，他们就不会永远不会离弃你。
Lord, again, thank you for your faithfulness.
主，我们再一次为着你的信实来献上感谢。
I pray all of this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.